prince gazed and said, "Oh, me!" It of itself made to itself a lamp, and they were two in one and one in two. How that can be, he knows who so ordains it. When it was come close to the bridge's foot, it lifted high its arm with all the head to bring more closely unto us its words, which were, "Behold now the sore penalty, thou who dost breathing go the dead beholding. Behold, if any be as great as this, and so that thou may carry news of me, know that Bertram de Bourne am I, the same who gave to the young king the evil comfort. I made the father and the son rebellious. Achitophel, not more with Absalom and David, did with his accursed goadings. Because I parted persons so united, parted do I now bear my brain, alas, from its beginning, which is in this trunk. Thus is observed in me the counterpoise."
Hell. Canto 29.
The many people and the divers wounds these eyes of mine had so inebriated that they were wishful to stand still and weep. But said Virgilius,
"What dost thou still gaze at? Why is thy sight still riveted down there among the mournful, mutilated shades? Thou hast not done so at the other bulger. Consider, if to count them thou believest that 22 miles the valley winds, and now the moon is underneath our feet. Henceforth the time allotted us is brief, and more is to be seen than what thou seest."
"If thou hadst," I made answer thereupon, "attended to the cause for which I looked, perhaps a longer stay thou wouldst have pardoned."
Meanwhile my guide departed, and behind him I went, already making my reply, and superadding, "In that cavern where I held mine eyes with such attention fixed, I think a spirit of my blood laments the sin which down below there costs so much."
Then said the master, "Be no longer broken thy thought from this time forward upon him. Attend elsewhere, and there let him remain. For I saw him below the little bridge, pointing at thee and threatening with his finger fiercely, and heard him call Geri del Bello. So wholly at that time wast thou impeded by him who formerly held Altaforte, thou didst not look that way." So he departed.
"O my conductor, his own violent death, which is not yet avenged for him," I said, "by any who is sharer in the shame, made him disdainful, whence he went away, as I imagine, without speaking to me, and thereby made me pity him the more."
Thus did we speak as far as the first place upon the crag, which the next valley shows down to the bottom, if there were more light.
When we were now right over the last cloister of Malabolge, so that its lay brothers could manifest themselves unto our sight, divers lamentings pierced me through and through, which with compassion had their arrows barbed, whereat mine ears I covered with my hands. What pain would be if from the hospitals of Valdichiana twixt July and September, and of Maremma and Sardinia, all the diseases in one mote were gathered? Such was it here, and such a stench came from it as from putrescent limbs is wont to issue. We had descended on the furthest bank from the long crag upon the left hand still, and then more vivid was my power of sight down towards the bottom, where the ministress of the High Lord, Justice Infallible, punishes forgers, which she here records. I do not think a sadder sight to see was in Aegina the whole people sick. When was the air so full of pestilence? The animals, down to the little worm, all fell, and afterwards the ancient people, according as the poets have affirmed, were from the seed of ants restored again. Then was it to behold, through that dark valley, the spirits languishing in divers heaps. This on the belly, that upon the back one of the other lay, and others crawling shifted themselves along the dismal road. We step by step went onward without speech, gazing upon and listening to the sick, who had not strength enough to lift their bodies. I saw two sitting leaned against each other, as leans in heating platter against platter, from head to foot bespotted o'er with scabs. And never saw I plied a hurricomb by stable boy for whom his master waits, or him who keeps awake unwillingly, as every one was plying fast the bite of nails upon himself, for the great rage of itching which no other succor had. And the nails downward with them dragged the scab, in fashion as a knife the scales of bream, or any other fish that has them largest.
O thou, that with thy fingers dost dismail thee,
began my leader unto one of them,
and makest of them pincers now and then, tell me if any Latian is with those who are herein, so may thy nails suffice thee to all eternity unto this work.
Latians are we, whom thou so wasted seest, both of us here,
one weeping made reply.
But who art thou that questionest about us?
And said the guide, one am I who descends down with this living man from cliff to cliff, and I intend to show hell unto him.
Then broken was their mutual support, and trembling each one turned himself to me, with others who had heard him by rebound. Wholly to me did the good master gather, saying,
say unto them whate'er thou wishest.
And I began, since he would have it so.
So may your memory not steal away in the first world from out the minds of men, but so may it survive neath many suns. Say to me who ye are, and of what people. Let not your foul and loathsome punishment make you afraid to show yourselves to me.
I of Arezzo was,
one made reply,
and Albert of Siena had me burned. But what I died for does not bring me here. 'Tis true I said to him, speaking in jest, that I could rise by flight into the air, and he who had conceit but little wit would have me show to him the art. And only because no Daedalus I made him, made me be burned by one who held him as his son. But unto the last bulger of the ten, for alchemy which in the world I practised, Minos, who cannot err, has me condemned.
And to the poet said I, now was ever so vain a people as the Sienese? Not for a certainty the French by far. Whereat the other leper who had heard me replied unto my speech,
taking out Stricker, who knew the art of moderate expenses, and Niccolo, who the luxurious use of cloves discovered earliest of all within that garden where such seed takes root, and taking out the band, among whom squandered Caccia Dascian his vineyards and vast woods, and where his wit the Abbagliato proffered. But that thou know who thus doth second thee against the Sienese, make sharp thine eye towards me, so that my face well answer thee, and thou shalt see
I am Capocchio's shade, who metals falsified by alchemy. Thou must remember, if I well descry thee, how I, a skilful ape of nature, was.
Hell. Canto 30.
'Twas at the time when Juno was enraged, or similarly, against the Theban blood, as she already more than once had shown, so reft of reason Arthamas became, that seeing his own wife with children twain walking unencumbered upon either hand, he cried, "Spread out the nets, that I may take the lioness and her whelps upon the passage," and then extended his unpitying claws, seizing the first, who had the name Lyrcus, and whirled him round and dashed him on a rock. And she, with the other burden, drowned herself. And at the time when fortune downward hurled the Trojans' arrogance that all things dared, so that the king was with his kingdom crushed, Hecuba, sad, disconsolate, and captive, when lifeless she beheld Polyxena, and of her Polydorus on the shore of ocean was the dolorous one aware, out of her senses, like a dog, she barked, so much the anguish had her mind distorted. But not of Thebes the Furies nor the Trojan were ever seen in any one so cruel in goading beasts and much more human members, as I beheld two shadows, pale and naked, who, biting in the manner, ran along that a boar does, when from the sty turned loose. One to Capocchio came, and by the nape seized with its teeth his neck, so that in dragging it made his belly grate the solid bottom. And the Aretine, who trembling had remained, said to me, "That mad sprite is Johnny Sheiky, and raving goes thus harrying other people."
"Oh," said I to him, "so may not the other set teeth on thee, let it not weary thee to tell us who it is, ere it dart hence." And he to me,
"That is the ancient ghost of the nefarious Myra, who became beyond all rightful love her father's lover. She came to sin with him after this manner, by counterfeiting of another's form. And he who goeth yonder undertook, that he might gain the lady of the herd, to counterfeit in himself Wozu Donati, making a will and giving it due form."
And after the two maniacs had passed on whom I held mine eye, I turned it back to look upon the other evil horn. I saw one made in fashion of a lute, if he had only had the groin cut off just at the point at which a man is forked. The heavy dropsy that so disproportions the limbs with humours which it ill concocts, that the face corresponds not to the belly, compelled him so to hold his lips apart as does the heretic, who because of thirst one towards the chin, the other upward turns.
"O ye, without any torment are, and why I know not in the world of woe," he said to us, "behold, and be attentive unto the misery of Master Adam. I had while living much of what I wished, and now, alas, a drop of water crave. The rivulets that from the verdant hills of Casentine descend down into Arno, making their channels to be cold and moist, ever before me stand, and not in vain. For far more doth their image dry me up than the disease which strips my face of flesh. The rigid justice that chastises me draweth occasion from the place in which I sinned to put the more my sighs in flight.
There is Romina, where I counterfeited the currency imprinted with the Baptist, for which I left my body burned above. But if I here could see the tristful soul of Guido, or Alessandro, or their brother, for Branda's fount I would not give the sight. One is within already, if the raving shades that are going round about speak truth. But what avails it me, whose limbs are tied? If I were only still so light that in 100 years I could advance 1 inch, I had already started on the way, seeking him out among this squalid folk. Although the circuit be 11 miles, and be not less than 1/2 mile across. For them am I in such a family. They did induce me into coining florins which had 3 carats of impurity. And I to him, who are the 2 poor wretches that smoke like unto a wet hand in winter, lying there close upon thy right-hand confines?
I found them here, replied he, when I reined into this chasm, and since they have not turned, nor do I think they will for evermore. One the false woman is who accused Joseph, the other the false Sinon, Greek of Troy. From acute fever they send forth such reek.
And one of them, who felt himself annoyed at being, peradventure, named so darkly, smote with the fist upon his hardened paunch. It gave a sound as if it were a drum, and Master Adam smote him in the face with arm that did not seem to be less hard, saying to him,
Although be taken from me all motion, for my limbs that heavy are, I have an arm unfettered for such need.
Whereat he answer made,
When thou didst go unto the fire, thou hadst it not so ready, but hadst it so, and more when thou wast coining.
The dropsical,
Thou sayest true in that, but thou wast not so true a witness there where thou wast questioned of the truth at Troy. If I spake false, thou falsifiest the coin,
said Sinon.
And for one fault I am here, and thou for more than any other demon.
Remember, perjurer, about the horse,
he made reply, who had the swollen belly,
and rueful be it, the whole world knows it.
Rueful to thee the first be, wherewith cracks thy tongue,
the Greek said,
and the putrid water that edges so thy paunch before thine eyes.
Then the false coiner,
So is gaping wide thy mouth for speaking evil, as 'tis wont, because if I have thirst and humour stuff me, thou hast the burning and the head that aches, and to lick up the mirror of Narcissus thou wouldst not want words many to invite thee.
In listening to them was I wholly fixed, when said the master to me,
Now just look, for little wants it that I quarrel with thee.
When him I heard in anger speak to me, I turned me round towards him with such shame that still it eddies through my memory. And as he is who dreams of his own harm, who, dreaming, wishes it may be a dream, so that he craves what is as if it were not, such I became, not having power to speak, for to excuse myself I wished, and still excused myself, and did not think I did it.
Less shame doth wash away a greater fault,
the master said,
than this of thine has been. Therefore thyself disburden of all sadness, and make account that I am I beside thee, if ere it come to pass that fortune bring thee where there are people in a like dispute. For a base wish it is to wish to hear it.
Hell. Canto 31. one and the selfsame tongue first wounded me, so that it tinged the one cheek and the other, and then held out to me the medicine. Thus do I hear that once Achilles' spear, his and his father's, used to be the cause first of a sad and then a gracious boon. We turned our backs upon the wretched valley, upon the bank that girds it round about, going across it without any speech. There it was less than night and less than day, so that my sight went little in advance, but I could hear the blare of a loud horn. So loud it would have made each thunder faint, which, counter to it following its way, mine eyes directed wholly to one place. After the dolorous discomfiture when Charlemagne the holy emprise lost, so terribly Orlando sounded not. Short while my head turned thitherward I held, when many lofty towers I seemed to see, whereat I, "Master, say, what town is this?" And he to me,
"Because thou peerest forth athwart the darkness at too great a distance, it happens that thou errest in thy fancy. Well shalt thou see if thou arrivest there, how much the scene deceives itself by distance. Therefore a little faster spur thee on."
Then tenderly he took me by the hand, and said,
"Before we farther have advanced, that the reality may seem to thee less strange, know that these are not towers, but giants, and they are in the well around the bank, from navel downward, one and all of them."
As when the fog is vanishing away, little by little doth the sight refigure whate'er the mist that crowds the air conceals, so, piercing through the dense and darksome air, more and more near approaching toward the verge, my error fled, and fear came over me. Because, as on its circular parapets Monteregione crowns itself with towers, e'en thus the margin which surrounds the well with one half of their bodies turreted the horrible giants, whom Jove menaces e'en now from out the heavens when he thunders. And I of one already saw the face, shoulders, and breast, and great part of the belly, and down along his sides both of the arms. Certainly nature, when she left the making of animals like these, did well indeed by taking such executors from Mars. And if of elephants and whales she doth not repent her, whosoever looketh subtly, more just and more discreet will hold her for it. For where the argument of intellect is added unto evil will and power, no rampart can the people make against it. His face appeared to me as long and large as is at Rome the pine cone of St. Peter's, and in proportion were the other bones. So that the margin, which an apron was down from the middle, showed so much of him above it, that to reach up to his hair, three Frieslanders in vain had vaunted them. For I beheld 30 great palms of him down from the place where man his mantle buckles. "Raphael, my Amech Izabi Almi," began to clamour the ferocious mouth, to which were not befitting sweeter psalms, "and unto him my guide."
"Soul idiotic, keep to thy horn, and vent thyself with that, when wrath or other passion touches thee. Search round thy neck, and thou wilt find the belt which keeps it fastened, O bewildered soul, and see it where it bars thy mighty breast."
Then said to me,
"He doth himself accuse. This one is Nimrod, by whose evil thought one language in the world is not still used. Here let us leave him, and not speak in vain. For even such to him is every language as his to others, which to none is known."
Therefore a longer journey did we make, turned to the left, and a crossbow shot oft we found another, far more fierce and large. In binding him, who might the master be, I cannot say, but he had pinioned close behind the right arm, and in front the other, with chains that held him so begirt about from the neck down, that on the part uncovered it wound itself as far as the fifth gyre.
This proud one wished to make experiment of his own power against the supreme Jove, my leader said. Whence he has such a guerdon. Ephialtes is his name. He showed great prowess. What time the giants terrified the gods. The arms he wielded, nevermore he moves.
And I to him. If possible, I should wish that of the measureless Briareus these eyes of mine might have experience. Whence he replied,
Thou shalt behold Antaeus, close by here, who can speak and is unbound, who at the bottom of all crime shall place us. Much farther yon is he whom thou wouldst see, and he is bound and fashioned like to this one, save that he seems in aspect more ferocious.
There never was an earthquake of such might that it could shake a tower so violently as Ephialtes suddenly shook himself. Then was I more afraid of death than ever, for nothing more was needful than the fear if I had not beheld the manacles. Then we proceeded farther in advance, and to Antaeus came, who, full 5 ells without the head, forth issued from the cavern.
O thou, who in the valley fortunate, which Scipio, the heir of glory, made, when Hannibal turned back with all his hosts, once broughtest 1,000 lions for thy prey, and who, hadst thou been at the mighty war among thy brothers, some, it seems, still think the sons of earth the victory would have gained. Place us below, nor be disdainful of it, there where the cold doth lock Cocytus up. Make us not go to Titius, nor Typhoeus. This one can give of that which here is longed for. Therefore stoop down, and do not curl thy lip. Still in the world can he restore thy fame, because he lives, and still expects long life, if to itself grace call him not untimely.
So said the master, and in haste the other, his hands extended, and took up my guide, hands whose great pressure Hercules once felt. Virgilius, when he felt himself embraced, said unto me,
Draw nigh, that I may take thee.
Then of himself and me one bundle made, as seems the Caressenda to behold beneath the leaning side, when goes a cloud above it, so that opposite it hangs. Such did Antaeus seem to me, who stood watching to see him stoop. And then it was I could have wished to go some other way. But lightly in the abyss which swallows up Judas with Lucifer, he put us down. Nor thus bowed downward made he there delay, but, as a mast does in a ship, uprose.
Hell. Canto 32.
If I had rhymes both rough and stridulous, as were appropriate to the dismal hole down upon which thrust all the other rocks, I would press out the juice of my conception more fully. But because I have them not without fear I bring myself to speak. For 'tis no enterprise to take in jest, to sketch the bottom of all the universe, nor for a tongue that cries Mama and Babu. But may those ladies help this verse of mine, who helped Amphion in enclosing Thebes, that from the fact the word be not diverse. O rabble ill-begotten above all, who are in the place to speak of which is hard, were better ye had here been sheep or goats. when we were down within the darksome well, beneath the giant's feet, but lower far, and I was scanning still the lofty wall, I heard it said to me, "Look how thou steppest. Take heed thou, do not trample with thy feet the heads of the tired, miserable brothers." Whereat I turned me round, and saw before me, and underfoot, a lake, that from the frost the semblance had of glass, and not of water. So thick a veil near made upon its current in wintertime Danube in Austria, nor there beneath the frigid sky the dawn, as there was here. So that if Tambernich had fallen upon it, or Pietrapanna, e'en at the edge, 'twould not have given a creak. And as to Croak, the frog doth place himself with muzzle out of water, when is dreaming of gleaning oftentimes the peasant girl, livid, as far down as where shame appears, where the disconsolate shades within the ice, setting their teeth unto the note of storks. Each one his countenance held downward bent, from mouth the cold, from eyes the doleful heart among them witness of itself procures. When round about me somewhat I had looked, I downward turned me, and saw two so close, the hair upon their heads together mingled. "Ye, who so strain your breasts together, tell me," I said, "who are you?" And they bent their necks, and when to me their faces they had lifted, their eyes, which first were only moist within, gushed o'er the eyelids, and the frost congealed the tears between, and locked them up again. Clamp never bound together wood with wood so strongly, whereat they, like two he-goats, butted together so much wrath o'ercame them. And one, who had by reason of the cold lost both his ears, still with his visage downward said, "Why dost thou so mirror thyself in us? If thou desire to know who these two are, the valley where Bisenzio descends belonged to them and to their father Albert. They from one body came, and all Cana thou shalt search through, and shalt not find a shade more worthy to be fixed in gelatine. Not he in whom were broken breast and shadow at one and the same blow by Arthur's hand. Boccaccia, not he whom he encumbers so with his head I see no farther forward, and bore the name of Sassol Mascarone. Well knowest thou who he was, if thou art Tuscan? And that thou put me not to further speech, know that I Camassion de Pazzi was, and wait Carlina to exonerate me." Then I beheld a thousand faces, made purple with cold, whence o'er me comes a shudder, and evermore will come at frozen ponds. And while we were advancing towards the middle, where everything of weight unites together, and I was shivering in the eternal shade, whether 'twere will, or destiny, or chance, I know not, but in walking among the heads I struck my foot hard in the face of one. Weeping, he growled, "Why dost thou trample me? Unless thou comest to increase the vengeance of Monteperti, why dost thou molest me?" And I, "My master, now wait here for me, that I through him may issue from a doubt. Then thou mayst hurry me as thou shalt wish." The leader stopped, and to that one I said, who was blaspheming vehemently still, "Who art thou that thus reprehendest others?"
"Now who art thou that goest through Antonora smiting," replied he, "other people's cheeks, so that if thou wert living, 'twere too much?"
"Living I am, and dear to thee it may be," was my response. If thou demandest fame, that mid the other notes thy name I place. And he to me,
for the reverse I long. Take thyself hence, and give me no more trouble, for ill thou knowest to flatter in this hollow.
Then by the scalp behind I seized upon him, and said, It must needs be thou name thyself, or not a hair remain upon thee here. Whence he to me,
Though thou strip off my hair, I will not tell thee who I am, nor show thee, if on my head a thousand times thou fall.
I had his hair in hand already twisted, and more than one shock of it had pulled out. He, barking, with his eyes held firmly down, when cried another,
What doth ail thee, Boker? Is't not enough to clatter with thy jaws, but thou must bark? What devil touches thee?
Now, said I care not to have thee speak, accursed traitor, for unto thy shame I will report of thee veracious news.
Begone, replied he, and tell what thou wilt, but be not silent if thou issue hints of him who had just now his tongue so prompt. He weepeth here the silver of the French. I saw, thus canst thou freeze it, him of Dwera, there where the sinners stand out in the cold. If thou shouldst questioned be who else was there, thou hast beside thee him of Beccaria, of whom the gorge at Florence slit asunder. Johnny del Soldania, I think, may be yonder with Ganellon, and Tibaldello, who ooped Fienza when the people slept.
Already we had gone away from him, when I beheld two frozen in one hole, so that one head a hood was to the other. And even as bread through hunger is devoured, the uppermost on the other set his teeth, there where the brain is to nape united. Not in another fashion Tydeus gnawed the temples of Menelippus in disdain, than that one did the skull and the other things. O thou, who showest by such bestial sign thy hatred against him whom thou art eating, tell me the wherefore, said I, with this compact, that if thou rightfully of him complain in knowing who ye are and his transgression, I, in the world above, repay thee for it, if that wherewith I speak be not dried up.
Canto 33.
His mouth uplifted from his grim repast, that sinner, wiping it upon the hair of the same head that he behind had wasted. Then he began,
Thou wilt that I renew the desperate grief, which wrings my heart already to think of only, ere I speak of it. But if my words be seed that may bear fruit of infamy to the traitor whom I gnaw, speaking and weeping shalt thou see together. I know not who thou art, nor by what mode thou hast come down here. But a Florentine thou seemest to me truly when I hear thee. Thou hast to know I was Count Ugolino, and this one was Ruggieri, the archbishop. Now I will tell thee why I am such a neighbour, that, by effect of his malicious thoughts, trusting in him I was made prisoner, and after put to death, I need not say. But nevertheless, what thou canst not have heard, that is to say, how cruel was my death, here shalt thou, and shalt know if he has wronged me. A narrow perforation in the mew, which bears because of me the title of famine, and in which others still must be locked up, had shown me through its opening many moons already, when I dreamed the evil dream which of the future rent for me the veil. This one appeared to me as lord and master, hunting the wolf and whelps upon the mountain for which the Pisans cannot lucre see. With sleuth-hounds gaunt and eager and well-trained, Gualandi with Sismondi and Lanfianchi, he had sent out before him to the front. After brief course seemed unto me forespent, the father and the sons, and with sharp tushes it seemed to me I saw their flanks ripped open. When I before the morrow was awake, moaning amid their sleep, I heard my sons, who with me were, and asking after bread. Cruel indeed art thou, if yet thou grieve not, thinking of what my heart foreboded me, and weep'st thou not, what art thou wont to weep at? They were awake now, and the hour drew nigh at which our food used to be brought to us, and through his dream was each one apprehensive. And I heard locking up the under door of the horrible tower, whereat, without a word, I gazed into the faces of my sons. I wept not, I within so turned to stone. They wept. And darling little Anselm mine said, "Thou dost gaze so, father, what doth ail thee?" Still not a tear I shed, nor answer made all of that day, nor yet the night thereafter, until another sun rose on the world. As now a little glimmer made its way into the dolorous prison, and I saw upon four faces my own very aspect. Both of my hands in agony I bit. And, thinking that I did it from desire of eating, on a sudden they uprose, and said they, "Father, much less pain 'twill give us if thou do eat of us. Thyself didst clothe us with this poor flesh, and do thou strip it off." I calmed me then, not to make them more sad. That day we all were silent, and the next. Ah, obdurate earth, wherefore didst thou not open? When we had come unto the fourth day, Gado threw himself down outstretched before my feet, saying, "My father, why dost thou not help me?" And there he died. And as thou seest me, I saw the three fall one by one between the fifth day and the sixth, whence I betook me, already blind, to groping over each, and 3 days called them after they were dead. Then hunger did what sorrow could not do.
When he had said this, with his eyes distorted, the wretched skull resumed he with his teeth, which, as a dog's, upon the bone were strong. "Ah, Pisa, thou opprobrium of the people of the fair land, there where the sea doth sound, since slow to punish thee thy neighbours are. Let the Capraia and Gorgona move, and make a hedge across the mouth of Arno, that every person in thee it may drown. For if Count Ugolino had the fame of having in thy castles thee betrayed, thou shouldst not on such cross have put his sons. Guiltless of any crime, thou modern Thebes, their youth made Uguccione and Brigata, and the other two my song doth name above." We passed still farther onward, where the ice, another people ruggedly in swaths, not downward turned, but all of them reversed. Weeping itself there does not let them weep, and grief that finds a barrier in the eyes turns itself inward to increase the anguish.
because the earliest tears are cluster form, and, in the manner of a crystal visor, fill all the cup beneath the eyebrow full. And, notwithstanding that, as in a callous, because of cold all sensibility its station had abandoned in my face, still it appeared to me I felt some wind, whence I, my master, who sets this in motion? Is not below here every vapour quenched? Whence he to me,
full soon shalt thou be where thine eye shall answer make to thee of this, seeing the cause which raineth down the blast.
And one of the wretches of the frozen crust cried out to us,
O soul so merciless, that the last post is given unto you, lift from mine eyes the rigid veils, that I may vent the sorrow which impregns my heart a little ere the weeping recongeal.
Whence I to him, if thou wouldst have me help thee, say who thou wast, and if I free thee not, may I go to the bottom of the ice. Then he replied,
I am Friar Alberigo. He am I of the fruit of the bad garden, who here a date am getting for my fig.
Oh, said I to him, now art thou too dead? And he to me,
how may my body fare up in the world? No knowledge I possess. Such an advantage has this Ptolemaea, that oftentimes the soul descendeth here sooner than Atropos in motion sets it. And that thou mayest more willingly remove from off my countenance these glassy tears, know that as soon as any soul betrays, as I have done, his body by a demon is taken from him, who thereafter rules it, until his time has wholly been revolved. Itself down rushes into such a cistern, and still perchance above appears the body of yonder shade that winters here behind me. This thou shouldst know if thou hast just come down. It is Ser Branca Doria, and many years have passed away since he was thus locked up.
I think, said I to him, thou dost deceive me, for Branca Doria is not dead as yet, and eats and drinks and sleeps and puts on clothes.
In moat above, said he, of Malabranche, there where is boiling the tenacious pitch, as yet had Michael's Anki not arrived, when this one left a devil in his stead, in his own body, and one near of kin, who made together with him the betrayal. But hitherward stretch out thy hand forthwith, open mine eyes.
And open them I did not, and to be rude to him was courtesy. Ah, Genoese, ye men at variance with every virtue, full of every vice, wherefore are ye not scattered from the world? For with the vilest spirit of Romagna I found of you one such, who for his deeds in soul already in Cocytus bathes, and still above in body seems alive.
Hell. Canto 34. Vexilla rages prodiunt inferni towards us. Therefore look in front of thee, my master said, if thou discernest him.
As when there breathes a heavy fog, or when our hemisphere is darkening into night, appears far off a mill the wind is turning, methought that such a building then I saw. And for the wind I drew myself behind my guide, because there was no other shelter. Now was I, and with fear in verse I put it, there where the shades were wholly covered up, and glimmered through like unto straws in glass.
Some prone are lying, others stand erect, this with the head and that one with the soles. Another, bow-like, face to feet inverts. When in advance so far we had proceeded, that it my master pleased to show to me the creature who once had the beauteous semblance, he from before me moved and made me stop, saying,
Behold this, and behold the place where thou with fortitude must arm thyself.
How frozen I became, and powerless then! Ask it not, reader, for I write it not, because all language would be insufficient. I did not die, and I, alive, remained not. Think for thyself now, hast thou aught of wit, what I became, being of both deprived. The emperor of the kingdom Dolorous from his mid-breast forth issued from the ice, and better with a giant I compare than do the giants with those arms of his. Consider now how great must be that whole which unto such a part conforms itself. Were he as fair once as he now is foul, and lifted up his brow against his Maker, well may proceed from him all tribulation. Oh, what a marvel it appeared to me when I beheld three faces on his head. The one in front, and that vermilion was. Two were the others that were joined with this above the middle part of either shoulder, and they were joined together at the crest. And the right hand one seemed twixt white and yellow. The left was such to look upon as those who come from where the Nile falls valleyward. Underneath each came forth two mighty wings, such as befitting were so great a bird. Sails of the sea I never saw so large. No feathers had they, but as of a bat their fashion was, and he was waving them, so that three winds proceeded forth therefrom. Thereby Cocytus wholly was congealed. With six eyes did he weep, and down three chins trickled the teardrops and the bloody drivel. At every mouth he, with his teeth, was crunching a sinner, in the manner of a brake, so that he three of them tormented thus. To him in front the biting was as naught unto the clawing, for sometimes the spine utterly stripped of all the skin remained.
That soul up there which has the greatest pain, the master said, is Judas Iscariot. With head inside, he plies his legs without. Of the two others who head downward are, the one who hangs from the black jowl is Brutus. See how he writhes himself and speaks no word. And the other, who so stalwart seems, is Cassius. But night is reascending, and 'tis time that we depart, for we have seen the whole.
As seemed him good, I clasped him round the neck, and he the bandage seized of time and place, and when the wings were opened wide apart, he laid fast hold upon the shaggy sides. From fell to fell descended downward then between the thick hair and the frozen crust. When we were come to where the thigh revolves exactly on the thickness of the haunch, the guide, with labour and with hard-drawn breath, turned round his head where he had had his legs, and grappled to the hair as one who mounts, so that to hell I thought we were returning.
Keep fast thy hold, for by such stairs as these, the master said, panting as one fatigued, must we perforce depart from so much evil.
Then through the opening of a rock he issued, and down upon the margin seated me. Then towards me he outstretched his wary step. I lifted up mine eyes, and thought to see Lucifer in the same way I had left him, and I beheld him upward hold his legs. And if I then became disquieted, let stolid people think who do not see what the point is beyond which I had passed.
Rise up,
the master said,
upon thy feet. The way is long and difficult the road, and now the sun to Middle Tyrs returns.
It was not any palace corridor there where we were, but dungeon natural, with floor uneven and unease of light. Ere from the abyss I tear myself away, my master, said I, when I had arisen, to draw me from an error, speak a little. Where is the ice? And how is this one fixed thus upside down? And how, in such short time, from eve to morn, has the sun made his transit? And he to me,
thou still imaginest thou art beyond the centre, where I grasp the hair of the fell worm who mines the world. That side thou wast, so long as I descended. When round I turned me, thou didst pass the point to which things heavy draw from every side. And now beneath the hemisphere art come opposite that which overhangs the vast dry land, and neath whose cope was put to death the man who without sin was born and lived. Thou hast thy feet upon the little sphere which makes the other face of the Judica. Here it is morn when it is evening there, and he who with his hair a stairway made us still fixed remaineth as he was before. Upon this side he fell down out of heaven, and all the land that Willem here emerged, for fear of him made of the sea a veil, and came to our hemisphere, and peradventure to flee from him, what on this side appears, left the place vacant here, and back recoiled.
A place there is below from Beelzebub, as far receding as the tomb extends, which not by sight is known, but by the sound of a small rivulet that there descendeth through chasm within the stone, which it has gnawed with course that winds about and slightly falls. The guide and I into that hidden road now entered to return to the bright world, and without care of having any rest, we mounted up, he first and I the second, till I beheld through a round aperture some of the beauteous things that heaven doth bear. Thence we came forth to re-behold the stars.
Purgatory. Canto 1.
To run o'er better waters hoists its sail the little vessel of my genius now, that leaves behind itself a sea so cruel. And of that second kingdom will I sing, wherein the human spirit doth purge itself, and to ascend to heaven becometh worthy. But let dead poesy here rise again, O holy muses, since that I am yours, and here Calliope somewhat ascend, my song accompanying with that sound of which the miserable magpies felt the blow so great that they despair of pardon. Sweet colour of the oriental sapphire, that was upgathered in the cloudless aspect of the pure air as far as the first circle, unto mine eyes did recommence delight soon as I issued forth from the dead air, which had with sadness filled mine eyes and breast. The beauteous planet that to love incites was making all the orient to laugh, veiling the fishes that were in her escort. To the right hand I turned, and fixed my mind upon the other pole, and saw four stars ne'er seen before save by the primal people.
Rejoicing in their flamelet seemed the heaven. O thou septentrional and widowed sight, because thou art deprived of seeing these. When from regarding them I had withdrawn, turning a little to the other pole, there, where the wain had disappeared already, I saw beside me an old man alone, worthy of so much reverence in his look, that more owes not to father any son. A long beard, and with white hair intermingled he wore, in semblance like unto the tresses, of which a double list fell on his breast. The rays of the four consecrated stars did so adorn his countenance with light, that him I saw as were the sun before him.
"Who are you?
Ye who, counter the blind river, have fled away from the eternal prison."
Moving those venerable plumes, he said,
"Who guided you, or who has been your lamp in issuing forth out of the night profound that ever black makes the infernal valley? The laws of the abyss, are they thus broken? Or is there changed in heaven some counsel new, that being damned ye may come unto my crags?"
Then did my leader lay his grasp upon me, and with his words, and with his hands and signs, reverent he made in me my knees and brow. Then answered him,
"I came not of myself. A lady from heaven descended, at whose prayers I aided this one with my company. But since it is thy will more be unfolded of our condition, how it truly is, mine cannot be that this should be denied thee. This one has never his last evening seen, but by his folly was so near to it that very little time was there to turn. As I have said, I unto him was sent to rescue him, and other way was none than this to which I have myself betaken. I've shown him all the people of perdition, and now those spirits I intend to show who purge themselves beneath thy guardianship. How I have brought him would be long to tell thee. Virtue descendeth from on high that aids me to lead him to behold thee and to hear thee. Now may it please thee to vouchsafe his coming. He seeketh liberty, which is so dear, as knoweth he who life for her refuses. Thou knowest it, since for her to thee not bitter was death in Utica, where thou didst leave the vesture that will shine so the great day. By us the eternal edicts are not broken, since this one lives, and Minos binds not me, but of that circle I, where are the chaste eyes of thy Marcia, who in looks still praise thee, O holy breast, to hold her as thine own. For her love, then, incline thyself to us. Permit us through thy sevenfold realm to go. I will take back this grace from thee to her, if, to be mentioned there below, thou deignest."
"Marcia, so pleasing was unto mine eyes, while I was on the other side,"
then said he,
"that every grace she wished of me I granted. Now that she dwells beyond the evil river, she can no longer move me by that law which, when I issued forth from there, was made. But if a lady of heaven do move and rule thee, as thou dost say, no flattery is needful. Let it suffice thee that for her thou ask me. Go then, and see thou gird this one about with a smooth rush, and that thou wash his face, so that thou cleanse away all stain therefrom. For 'twere not fitting that the eye o'ercast by any mist should go before the first angel, who is of those of paradise. This little island round about its base, below there, yonder, where the billow beats it, doth rushes bear upon its washy ooze. No other plant that putteth forth the leaf, or that doth indurate, can there have life, because it yieldeth not unto the shocks. Thereafter be not this way your return. The sun